Grace and peace to you in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Thankless people. That might be a way to describe us if we were those 10 lepers described in the text today, those 10 whom only one returns to Jesus to give him thanks. Our whole world is sick. I'm sick. You're sick. And our sickness is sin. We all will die. We all will get sick. We all hurt. We have pain in our relationships. We're all sick. Our leprosy of sin. And yet, of all the world, how many come back to give God thanks? 1 out of 10? Isn't the full? The church just full and bursting with people tonight giving God thanks? Just full as can be. How about throughout all the world, the church? Isn't it just full and completely full of people giving thanks to God for what he's done for us? What he did on the cross, he did for the whole world. He died for my sins, your sins, those who believe, those who don't believe, and yet only about a tenth, a tithe of all the world returned to give thanks to God. Thankless people. There's a verse right after our Old Testament tonight, Deuteronomy 8, that says this, "Take heed lest you forget the Lord." Well, why would we forget the Lord? Well, because we're turned in on ourselves, incurvatus se, turned inwardly, not outwardly towards God and our neighbor by nature. So we forget. We forget to give God thanks. We forget to give thanks. Thankless people. A thank you, I don't need to remind you, is a mere recognition of something that someone does for you graciously, generously. They didn't have to, but they do. For example, God created the world. Did he have to? No, but he wanted to share his divine goodness, his divine image with others. They could experience and know and be one with God. He shared that with us. Did he have to? No. Why? Well, he's gracious. He wanted to share it. Christ healed how many? 10 lepers? All 10? Couldn't he have just healed just the one? Didn't he know better? I mean, he knows all things as God. He could, it's only one's going to give me thanks. I'm just going to heal that one. The rest can go to hell. No, he healed all 10, didn't he? Why? Because he's gracious. He rains down his mercy, his goodness on the just and the unjust, doesn't he? God is gracious. He wants all to repent. He's patient with all, wants all to turn back to him and be saved. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit created and delivered us from sin, from death, from the power of the devil. Did he have to? No. But he did it graciously, generously. And all he asks from us is mere childlike faith and trust and to give thanks. We have a hymn in our hymnal that says, "How can I thank you, Lord?" Well, I want us to think tonight, maybe 4 ways how we can thank the Lord today. In the Old Testament, they had thank offerings, burnt offerings, grain offerings, all sorts of offerings that were thank offerings to the Lord. Well, how do we today thank God? How can we do that? Well, one way from our text, simply this, is to return to Jesus. That's what the Samaritan did, didn't he? Once he was healed, he discovered he was healed as he was walking away. He was going to this priest to show him that he was healed. And what did he do? He returned to Jesus. He didn't do it just mentally or spiritually. He didn't metaphorically return. I'm just going to clean up my life and be a better person. No, he physically returned to Jesus. Fell at his feet and cried out with a loud voice to God, praising God. Physically, right there at Jesus' feet. Well, what about us today? Can we return to Jesus? Is Jesus just confined up into heaven? We can't really return to him. No. Christ is present, is he not? He is with us. He's here in the Word and in the sacraments, his gifts at the altar. We can return to give God thanks. We can come into his presence with thanksgiving, where he puts himself for our life and our salvation. May we return to Jesus too. Second thank offering we can offer God is prayer. Prayer with thanksgiving. At home, at church, at work, at school, anywhere we can pray, give thanks to God. Luther taught that when we rise up in the morning, we should pray, "I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son." And when we go to bed at night, "I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son." After we eat, we can return thanks, saying, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Give thanks." In the Creed, the first article of the Creed, we call our first article gifts, food, drink, house, home, wife, children, land, animals, all that we have. Luther says, "For all this, recognizing that God is the giver of all these things, for all of this, it is our duty to thank and praise, serve, and obey him." In the epistle Pastor read tonight, St. Paul urges us to pray with thanksgiving. Pray. Through prayer, we speak to God and he hears us. We can offer him thanks. Pray with thanksgiving in your heart, as the children sang this last Sunday. Give thanks to God. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Third way of thanking God is by, most interesting, taking the cup of salvation. That's the way we thank God. Yes, we thank God by taking the cup. Recall what our Lord Jesus said on the night when he was betrayed. He took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, did you hear that? He took the bread, and after he had given thanks, he gave thanks. Said a blessing, gave thanks to God. In this meal, we participate in Jesus' thank offering when we receive the consecrated bread and the wine, his body and his blood, for the forgiveness of our sins. We participate in his thanks and his prayer. You know, we can't and we don't offer the right kind of thanks to God on our own. We fail at that miserably. We should be thanking God day in, day out, all day long. We can't do that. But sacramentally, Jesus can. And he does. When we receive the gift from his hand, when we receive his gifts, we are included. And God sees Jesus' thanks as perfect. And so our thanks, too, are perfect. God, we participate in the thanks that Jesus gives to God. Here in the U.S., we have a tradition, don't we, of having turkey on Thanksgiving. There's a sacrifice, a bird is sacrificed, and we eat it, giving thanks. Well, how much more should we in the church realize that God has sacrificed not a bird, but a lamb for us to eat and to drink, and to offer thanks to God by doing this not just one Thursday out of the whole entire year, but continually? How does it feel when you give a gift to someone, we've all done this, where you don't even get a thank you, right? No thank you card, no verbal thank you, nothing, no recognition. That hurts. But how much more if you knew, if you could be a little mouse inside someone's house and to see that somebody's not even using the gift? Isn't that even worse, right? Don't you want people, if you give a gift, you hope that they're going to use it? Well, God has given us the most precious gift of all. It'd be awful for us not to thank him. But it also would be awful if we didn't use it. God gave us this gift that we would use it. It's for our good. It's for us to give thanks to God. It is a cup of thanksgiving, a cup of salvation given for us, the most precious gift of all the world. May we continually come and take the cup of salvation and offer our thanks to the Lord. The fourth and final biblical way of thanking God is our lives. As disciples of Christ, we imitate him, or we follow him, as our epistle said. We imitate and follow in St. Paul's footsteps. All the more we should follow and walk in Christ Jesus' footsteps. Tonight we learn from him not to be selfish or discriminating. Jesus had mercy on those 10 lepers. He wasn't too busy for them. He didn't discriminate against them, saying, well, that's not my kind. You're a Samaritan. You're not one of the Jews. No, he had mercy on all of them. He didn't discriminate at all. Christian acts of mercy and kindness transcend cultures and colors and tongues. We learn by looking to the example of Christ and the prophets and the apostles and the teachers of the church to give thanks by what we do. Unselfishly, for the benefit of others. Likewise, we thank God by being faithful in our callings as a father, a mother, a wife, a husband, a child, a student, a worker. By being faithful, we offer God our thanks for our lives. He has called us to good works, so let us do them. Let us offer our thanks by being faithful and doing them well. In summary tonight, we learned and we heard the ways in which we can thank God. We can thank God by returning to Jesus in His house of worship. We can thank Him through prayer at home, at church, at school. We can thank Him by taking the cup of salvation, the meal in which Jesus gave thanks, and through our vocations, by being faithful and merciful to others. We end tonight by remembering the great promise and declaration that Jesus gave to the one in the text to return to thank Jesus. Jesus said to him, "Rise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." Faith and thanks go together. It wasn't the thanking that made him well, but it was his faith and acknowledgement that God is the healer and that He is gracious even to unworthy sinners and foreigners. And so we are, unworthy, yet blessed by God through the power of His Son. We are foreigners and aliens to God by nature because of sin. And yet by faith, we are His beloved, now and in eternity. Give thanks. Amen.